let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. New from acclaimed author Patricia A. Thorpe, the Canada Gosling's Lily and Scooter, A Lesson Learned. This interesting juvenile fiction book lets kids enjoy reading and assist them in learning an important life lesson, never give up. Patricia knows the magic of children's books, buying many when her sons were young children, using them as learning methods, finding books to help her sons learn their ABCs, simple math calculation, the importance of the golden rule, lessons from Aesop's fables. The memories of buying books for her children led her to create a children's book with a storyline about a hummingbird she lovingly called Harry. The book Harry the Hummingbird, she's also the author of Chucky the Black Squirrel, and now the Canada Gosling's Lily and Scooter. A book developed over the years from looking out a large window at her lake property in Wisconsin, enjoying a cup of coffee, and observing many different kinds of animals and birds interacting with one another. Patricia A. Thorpe with us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Richard.
I love how you...
Happy to hear from you.
Well, it's great to have you with us on the program, and I just, I'm fascinated by how this whole thing started. Started, as I mentioned, you were buying books for young children, and it really helped them at an early age in reading and understanding what's happening in life. But also, what you're sitting looking out the window, and I can picture this in Wisconsin. There's no better place to be in the summer than in Wisconsin. This really had an impact on you and eventually led you to writing the series, didn't it?
Yes, it did. The decision really to write books was a very difficult one. I realized I didn't know anything about publishing a book. My working experience was totally different. But when it came time to find a publisher, it was kind of scary and time-consuming. But I felt my books had a special message that possibly would help children learn great lessons in sharing, in bullying, and never giving up when attempting to accomplish a goal. And perhaps enjoy reading the book as well.
You know, it's interesting. You also have a lesson in that explanation for aspiring authors as well. There's the creative style, the creative part of it, where you sit down and you develop a story and you write that story. Then the business side of that, as you found out, it's like, okay, I've written the story. Now what? Because you've got to market it and get it out there, get it published, and get it in the hands of people so it's appreciated.
That is very true. That was the scary part. And I talked to many publishers, and I think the most important thing is when you are going to publish a book and you don't really know how to go about it, is finding a publisher that will really work with you and that you can learn to trust. And I finally did that with Page Turner, and they helped me a lot, step by step. Michael Travels was the person that was dedicated as my contact person, and he helped me step by step in publishing my books, and he was extremely helpful. And Ty Trevino guided me throughout the submission of the process. He was my rock through this whole process. So it took about 2 years to actually sit down and take these stories or to create an idea that I had in my head to a story. And Harry the Hummingbird, as I named the hummingbird that I watched most every day, come and eat from the nectar that we had put out. We always love to have the birds in the yard, so we put out all kinds of different food, which included the sweet nectar that the hummingbirds like. And Harry would come every day and perch up on the tallest tree in a tiny limb, and he would guard that feeder. And if any other bird came to eat from that feeder, he would bombard them. And so I watched this every day, and I thought this might be a lesson that children would help children to learn to share. So Harry the Hummingbird is about sharing.
Yeah, and it's so much nicer for the child when they can actually relate when they see a story like this rather than just say, okay, you need to share that with your brother or your sister or your friends or
right.
whatever. You know, that's one thing, but when they actually are enjoying this book and reading and seeing Harry and the lesson that Harry learns in sharing it, it really has it resonates at that particular point in time. The book we're talking about, The Canada Goslings, Lily and Scooter, A Lesson Learned. Patricia A. Thorpe is the author. Now, this is a republished book, now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. Available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press, and Media Direct Orders. Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. And you can link on, get all that information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You have this ability with the story to make these characters come alive. It's one thing to look out a window and see the birds and sort of imagine what they're going through, what they're thinking. You actually bring them to life. We feel like we know these in the short time that we're exposed to those. What was that experience like in the case of Lily and Scooter and with with Maude and Arnold, the young ones? Talk about bringing them to life, because we really feel you've given them personality.
Well, I hopefully accomplished that goal. We had many, many geese on our lake who normally would, with the Canadian geese, they normally return to the same lake every year, and they would build a nest very early in March, and I had to do a little research about the book, The Canadian Goslings, because I wanted to be true to my facts. And I named Mom and Dad Maude and Arnold. I don't know where that came from, but I thought it was appropriate.
Well, I love the names, yes.
And then, of course, after the eggs hatched, within 24 hours, the little goslings learned to walk, swim, and feed. And as they grow up, while the mother and father is molting the old feathers and replacing them with new ones, which will allow them to fly south for the winter, all of the goslings are learning how to fly. And this actually happened. I would watch in the afternoon, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Mom and Dad would gather all the goslings, and with a neck indication, all the goslings would go towards the water, and they would teach them, or try to teach them, how to fly. Well, I just started a little story that Scooter, he was wanting to play a lot with the other goslings, and he wasn't interested in learning how to fly. But Lily felt, as his sister, she had to help him. So they worked and they worked and they worked. And finally, Scooter did learn to fly. So he was able to fly with the rest of the family around the area to gain other foods that were good for them. And especially when it became cold in Wisconsin, they would all be able to fly together as a family south for the winter.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how that all worked out as a story.
Well, yeah, and you learn the lessons of believing in yourself, the lessons of perseverance,
yes.
Because it wasn't like the first time he tried, he was able to fly. And then it's interesting, you take that a step further, Scooter learns how to fly, we're all excited, but then he's realizing, okay, I have to land now, too. He had to learn how to land as well as fly.
Yes, they take off from the water into midair, and then as they're flying, they have to come down to the water again to feed, and so they have to learn how to land on the water from midair. And this was very interesting to watch them, how they trained. Mom and Dad, Maude and Arnold, trained all the little goslings how to fly.
Did you ever
think... And there's so many... Excuse me?
No, go ahead.
There's so many lessons in life, like little girls learning to dance or little boys learning to ice skate, to play soccer, to play hockey or to play soccer. So you don't learn this overnight, and you have to just stay with the program and keep learning every day and become better and better at what you're trying to achieve in life. And that's a goal that you want to achieve. It may be different for everybody.
Yeah, and that comes across as you're reading the book. So many different stories, and it's all very entertaining, very well presented, beautifully illustrated. Talk about that, because it's one thing in your mind, but to actually be able to have it illustrated. So as you're reading the book, you're following the story, and you have the visuals right in front of you. You know Lily and Scooter. You know what they look like.
Right. Well, I worked with an illustrator from Paige Turner, and there were times when the illustrator would illustrate what they felt was a good illustration, and then I would get that particular page that corresponded with the verbiage, and then we'd work together on how what to change and what to do. And I had a very good illustrator with Paige Turner, and so we worked on all of these little goslings as they were fluffy little yellow birds until they became to look like an adult.
You know, and there's a real art to that as well, literally, doing an illustration, and what it was so impressive in reading it, it doesn't overpower the story, it doesn't take over for the words, and it doesn't detract from the words either. It's just there in a true complement to the words that you've written.
Well, thank you. That's what I tried to do. And children, this book is for children, probably maybe 4 to 7, and younger children like to look at the pictures. So that was very important, to have nice little pictures and pretty pictures in color for them to look at that corresponds with the verbiage on the page.
And from an adult standpoint, in reading a book like this, any of your books to a child, there's so many different little stories that you can work into that as you're telling the story. That it mentioned Harry the Hummingbird. That book is still available. Of course, the book we're talking about, the Canada Goslings as well. Chucky the Black Squirrel. This really has, and you touched on this in the beginning, this really has a very important message that you're delivering to the children, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. As everybody knows, if you have children or grandchildren, there is so much bullying that is going on within our schools and on the streets. And I saw this. This is something that actually happened. I was having lunch one day, and I saw this black squirrel come into the yard. And I had never seen a black squirrel before. But the farther north in Wisconsin you go, the black squirrel becomes more plentiful. And he was eating in the yard, just eating the little droppings from the birds. And all of a sudden, 4 gray squirrels came out of the woods and chased Chucky, as I lovingly named him, all over the yard. Chucky went under the porch, and they followed him. And then the story is actually what happened. He ran up the tree, and all the gray squirrels ran after him. Well, then he decided he was going to jump from one tree to the next, and he missed the limb. And he fell probably like 25 feet. And I was so worried about him, I wanted to go out there and help him.
Yes.
And my husband said, "You can't go out there. You can't go out there." So I watched him and watched him. And about 15 minutes later, he woke up, shook his head, and ran off. But I made the story. I have a son that's a psychologist. And he said, "Mom, you have to have positive endings." So I had, as Chucky woke up, all of the gray squirrels were around him. And Chucky says, "Why were you chasing me and bullying me?" And the gray squirrel said, "Because we had never seen anyone that looked like we did, but was a different color. And Chucky said, well, could we all be friends if we got to know one another? And they agreed that they would play together and eat together and climb up trees together, play hide and seek together. And they all became friends, even though they looked different from one another.
What a great story. Some young child, 4 years old, reading Chucky the Black Squirrel, that may stick with them as they're going through situations of observing bullying, possibly being bullied themselves. But that story may stay with them and may change their attitude as they go into adulthood. I mean, that's just an amazing ending. The book is very entertaining and has stories like that. The one specifically we're talking about is the Canada Goslings. Patricia A. Thorpe is the author, our guest on the program. Her website is patriciathorpebooks.com. The book's available at the places I mentioned. I'll mention them again here in another minute. But primarily, if you go to pageturner.us in the bookstore, you'll be able to find all of the books, the Canadian Goslings, again, the one that we're talking about. As you were eating lunch in front of the window, as you were drinking coffee in front of the window and spending time watching, observing, trying to make sense of nature, what was going on outside the window, did you have any idea at the time you were doing research for the book series?
No. No, not really. No. I just started naming them, first of all the animals I started naming. Well, here's Maude and Arnold today teaching Lily and Scooter how to fly. And then all of a sudden I thought, gee, that would make a cute story. And maybe a learning method for children. As I read books for my children, that is a very true story. When my first son started kindergarten, I bought a book about a little boy starting school and how he felt about it and the feelings that he had and how he was scared. But the more he went to school, the better he felt about it. So, these little stories had a great impact on my children, and so hopefully these little books will have a good, positive impact on other children and grandchildren as well.
And they will. Patricia A. Thorpe, our guest on the program. The book we're talking about is a republished book now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. Available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press, and Media Direct Orders. If you go to the bookstore, you will find information there. Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Okay, you can't stop now. You're really doing an excellent job. You're entertaining and informing a number of young children across the country. What are you working on? Do you have projects you're working on now?
Not really.
Well, get a cup of coffee and go to the window. Jeez.
Yes, go to the window and start over again. Well, thanks for the encouragement.
I really hope that you do, because these are excellently done. The book, The Canada Goslings, Lily and Scooter, A Lesson Learned, Patricia A. Thorpe, that's Thorpe. The website, patriciathorpebooks.com. And if you have to go to Page Turner, you'll get all the information, and you can link on to all of it at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Patricia, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much. Excellent job.
Thank you. Keep up
the good work. Love to have you back when you're ready with the next book. So put on a pot of coffee while you're still in Wisconsin during the summer. Spend some time in front of the window and share those stories with us.
Okay, thank you very much, Rich.
Thank you. It has been my pleasure having you on the program. The Canada Goslings, the name of the book we're talking about, Lily and Scooter, A Lesson Learned. You're listening to This Week in America, where you'll find information on Patricia's books you can link on directly at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.